It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
The Chicago Police Department vest video has been released. Now, this is Jussie Smollett and the arriving police officers at Jussie Smollett's apartment here in Chicago. Shall we take a little listen? Mm-hmm. Now, when they arrive, I want to set this up a little bit because it's a little hard to hear him in the background. You hear the officers, and you're going to hear the officers' radio there for a second. But you hear Jussie faintly in the background, and they're asking him because they enter the apartment. They want to make sure everything is secure in the apartment. You'll hear that. And then they say, hey, do you want to take that thing off? Like, in a nice way. Because he's got a noose around his neck. Oh my. Right? But he's sitting on his couch with a noose around his neck. See, one must stop and think about what the police saw when they walked in there and then wondered, well, I wonder what this is. They walk in. Here is an actor, singer, songwriter. He's an EGOT's threat. He is a guy that is sitting on a couch with a noose. And a Subway sandwich. You're an arriving police officer, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Come on in, sir. Any weapons or anything inside the apartment?
I got a gun coming. I stole my neighbor's TV.
Okay.
So I explained to him how you were going to get something. And the reason I called because it was...
Okay. Do you want to take it off or anything?
Yeah, I do. I just want to talk to you.
72 Rambler.
Shows 341, female official defense.
Bleach on me. Bleach on me.
Okay.
Yeah, 1872 Rambler.
You're filming us, right?
Yeah, this is all being audibly and vision recorded.
It's house.
Huh? They're filming you.
Sure, like, audio.
Like audio. That I guess when I... Yeah. They didn't know when they were walking, and I don't want to be filmed. Okay, so can we turn it off?
Okay, so let me just go back through what you heard there. So they walk in, they ask if they're weapons, and the manager, the guy who initially called, the guy who's on the 911 tapes.
Yeah, because Jussie did not want to call.
Right, so the manager calls and says, I don't know exactly how I can report this, but here's what happened, but you know, my client was attacked. They did in River North, and there was, or Streeterville, I guess is technically where it was, in Streeterville, and he had a thing with a noose and a deal and these people, and they came after him, and there was a MAGA hat, and there was a this, and there was a that. And then they get to Jussie's apartment. Now, Jussie had not spoken to the police. Jussie is sitting on his couch wearing a noose and a Subway sandwich.
What would you like with your sandwich? Chips and drink? No. Noose.
Noose.
I can only imagine what the responding officers are thinking when they walk into this. And then Jussie at that point says he doesn't want it recorded. They seem to be surprised by the fact that there was audio and video. Because they always, you know, just see that you just see the video on television, right? Mm-hmm. And that there's something else in place of the audio. But they're recording both. And it was like, hold on. And immediately in his head, you know what? Immediately, Jussie Smollett's head, he's like, uh-oh. Now I know that I one day shall win an Oscar. But at this particular moment, I don't know how well I'm going to perform this. I'm riffing here. Police officers, this is the important part. The police officers go, would you feel more comfortable taking that off? Because he's wearing a noose! That he put on himself.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I don't want to draw the attention. I don't want to call the cops, but I'm going to leave the noose on for a little bit.
Leave the noose on, man. So then when the cops come here, they'll totally believe you.
I think there's too much mustard on this sandwich. All right.
Unbelievable.
There you go. That's just the beginning. And I think it's very interesting that the Chicago Police Department is releasing this. I mean, they have to release it, right? I mean, there's court cases now about it. But it is it's I think it's interesting. I mean,
it's, oh my God.
It's a noose around his neck.
I mean, he's just standing there with a noose around his neck.
I did not order pickles on this thing.
I ordered extra meatballs, damn it.
Checking in at
number four.
Federal judge sentenced former Chicago Alderman Willie Cochran to a year in prison and 2 years supervised release. Back in March, Cochran pled guilty, one count of wire fraud, and resigned as the 20th Ward Alderman right after that. He was elected back in 2007, indicted more than 2 years ago on 15 counts of theft, bribery, and extortion. Cochran becomes the 31st Alderman to go to the clink since I have been doing this job. I'd like to congratulate him on that and welcome him to the team.
No, there's no justice in this. I'm not happy about it. My family's not happy about it. But you know, the fact of the matter is, it's never going to be right, not under these circumstances. And everybody should be concerned with it, because if the Justice Department is allowing their prosecutors to tell lies to hide evidence.
What? What?
Oh, don't get me started.
Jussie Smollett, give him some advice.
Willie Cochran, don't get me started.
You broke the law.
Oh, God.
I love when the politicians get, you know, they're going to jail. They always act so nonchalant about it. Like nothing major happened.
Well, because they expected it when they got elected.
Right.
No, we're not going to appeal. We're not going to appeal. You know, when you, the first mistake I made was to plead guilty. There's no appealing on that.
That was the first mistake?
Therefore, we want to get this behind us. Let me tell you, I've been successful and hardworking all my life. And I am going to continue to be that way. This is a bump in the road. We will come back and get everything back that the devil stole from us.
Yeah, breaking the law, such hard work.
The Jussie Smollett playbook, just continue to act like the victim.
I didn't do a thing! Oh, God.
Play the victim.
Oh, God. All right. I mean, the one thing he knows is he got what they like to call at City Hall is he got the 10, which means when you do a year, when you get the 1 year sentence, you got to do 10 months.
Okay.
So that is the minimum that you're allowed. And as long as I'm assuming he's going to behave very well. He probably ends up at Terre Haute. I know a number of guys have been to Terre Haute. They seem to enjoy it very much. It's a nice track. There's the day room is particularly excellent.
So not horrible.
No, it's like dorm life.
Good food.
Yeah, food. Food's okay. It's not great, but it's, you know, Terre Haute. How good could it be? Even a 4-star restaurant, Terre Haute's not that good. Sometimes you want to stop by the federal prison camp just to see what they have on the menu.
I want what they're having.
So, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Strong start to the top 5 of 5.
All right. Well, let's find out from Kim what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the newsroom.
Will Boston keep rolling, or will Abreu and the Southsiders stop the surging Sox? White Sox, Red Sox tonight at 6 on WGN-TV.
Top 5 of 5 continues. We've worked our way up to this important number right here. You know what it is.
Number 3.
Oh, Nick Wallenda. What a pile of horse poop this thing was last night.
I watched about 30 seconds and bailed.
I like how
they really over-exaggerated.
Well, right. They go, because he told earlier in the week, he told everybody, oh, no, there won't be any harnesses or nets or anything like that. Then he gets up and goes, why did the fire commissioner call us? They do this every time. They did it here. And the fire commissioner calls, hey, you know what? We're going to have to wear a harness. Well, what's the point? I can walk across with a harness.
I saw the harness and said I could do that.
Right?
Who cares?
Give me the big stick and the harness, and I'm good to go.
The question everyone is asking now, what's next? What do you do
I'm
next?
Not asking.
You
know,
about 5 years ago, BuzzFeed did a profile on me, and in that I said I wanted to find a volcano to walk over, and
good.
I have found my active volcano.
Good.
And that's what I'll be doing next.
Right,
so
no harness.
You need an active.
That's right.
No harness. There won't be a fire commissioner at the volcano to tell you you have to wear a harness. So that'll be good. I like that. Be ready. Good way to go.
I don't know. There's a lot of technically active volcanoes that are basically just mountains.
Yeah, I know. I know, and he knows that too. And then we'll have a fire commissioner too. Oh my God! What a bunch of crap that is. All right. Let's find out what's happening here. Now, you know what? The alarm has gone off in almost every single one of these. I'm mad at Nick Walenda, too, by the way. Really mad at him!
Number two.
Remember this from Lion King?
Oh, God.
Of course.
Oh, it gets me every time.
Well, the new Lion King, the live-action Lion King, is coming out. And who's doing this song? Beyoncé and Donald Glover.
Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
I thought Beyonce and Childish Gambino could do no wrong, quite honestly, and I'm wrong. I don't think they did so right there.
Did not nail it.
Beyonce is way too overpowering because she's just that much better. No offense to Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, but...
I mean, you can't compete with Beyonce,
yeah,
you know?
That's just the
truth. Let her go solo
on this.
Yeah,
let her do it. Childish. Don't be so childish. Let her go.
Get out of her way.
Let her go.
Everything is just ticking row off.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. And finally...
Number one.
Friday night, Soldier Field, Rolling Stones.
This is our 38th show in Chicago. And I still haven't eaten an Italian beef. Washed down with a malort. Should I have it dry or should I have it wet?
The top five at five.